Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, produced by Airstream Ventures. High School 912 is an initiative designed to help the youth throughout Jacksonville and the First Coast by creating change in our community. The programs with High School 912 are made possible by our sponsors, Baker Sporting Goods, Bono's Barbecue, Brassfield & Gorey, Duval Motor Company, the CSI Companies, Fortegra, LandSouth Construction, Adecco, the Arco Group, Farm Bureau Insurance, PGA Tour Superstore, US Assure, and Padgett & Padgett.
Welcome to another High School 912 podcast. We want to thank all of our partners for making this podcast possible. If you're interested in High School 912, make sure you go to our website at jackshighschool912.com. That's jackshighschool912.com. And you'll be able to see everything on the website. And if you want to get involved, please join us because High School 912 is doing some great things here in our community. But I'm really excited about our guest today, Ryan the Hacker Green. He's been here in Jacksonville for a long time. You hear him on 1010XL from noon to 3, and then one of my favorite shows is every Friday night during high school football. After you get the coaches on, you get the scores, you get real-time stuff. Really excited to talk to him today about not only high school football in this area, but he follows all of high school sports. 1010's commitment to high school sports with Steve Griffin, the general manager. Hacker is one of the best that you will ever listen to. And so we're going to hear a little bit of insight today from him. So welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Alan, thank you for having me, buddy. Really appreciate being here.
So look at high school football. We have great high school football here in the area. What have you kind of seen this year? It's all started with the Public's Bold City Showcase. Actually, tell the listeners here, the Public's Bold City Showcase, that had to be something fun. I know you were involved in it from the television side.
I was. It was a lot of fun, and kudos to you and Joel Lamp and everybody at Airstream Ventures for putting on the Public's Bold City Showcase. It was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the fact that you had 21,000 people show up at the Bowl School that day is absolutely spectacular. You had three great games. A defending state champion was involved in Mandarin. I got the privilege of calling their game with Atlantic Coast there on Channel 4. That was really cool to me personally, being in radio so long and then seeing how the other side of it does it, the television side of it does it. So I certainly appreciated that opportunity. But yeah, what a way to kick off the year with 20 plus thousand high school football fans enjoying a day of high school ball there on San Jose Boulevard. It was a lot of fun and something that I think will be remembered for a long time. And I'm sure, not to speak out of turn, but something that may continue as the years go on.
Yeah, I think that's the key is we really, when we set out with Airstream Ventures, 1010XL, and TV4, we wanted to say, we're not doing this for 1 year. This is going to be, you know, maybe when I retire in 25 years, it's still going on and we can pass the torch. So next year it'll be interesting in who the teams will be. And we've already heard from a lot of teams. There's a lot of great players here in the area this year. A lot of players that we're going to be watching on Saturdays. Everybody talks about Carson Beck, and he certainly deservedly gets a lot of the headlines. But, you know, who are some of the other players you think are going to sign when it comes to the November signing and then the February signing? Who are some of those that you're going to say, watch out for them because they're going to be great players on Saturday?
Well, Carson's certainly one of them. And then you got Jeff Sims as well. Jeff Sims, the quarterback at Sandalwood. Allen, I don't know how many cities or towns in America have not one but two different quarterbacks at big-time programs that are going to play big-time Power 5 football. You mentioned Carson going to Georgia, Jeff Sims going to Florida State. But it's not just about the quarterbacks. You look out at Oakleaf High School in Clay County, Jalen Rivers and Chance Williams, two big linemen, both committed to Miami. You look at Trinity Christian, their two corners, Fred Davis going to Clemson, Miles Brooks going to Georgia Tech. In fact, Tyree Saunders from First Coast in the last month or so has committed to Virginia Tech, so the Hokies keep that Jacksonville pipeline. Remember, they got Keyshawn King out of Oakleaf last year. And then one young man out of the beach that I really enjoy talking to is Bradley Ashmore, big offensive tackle from Fletcher, on his way to Vanderbilt. So you know what kind of academics that young man has to get into Vanderbilt on an athletic scholarship. So I agree, Carson Beck, Jeff Sims get all the acclaim, and with good reason. The quarterback is the prime position in high school football, but there are a lot of young men here locally, Clay, St. John's, Duval, Nassau, all the surrounding counties that are going to be playing on Saturdays next year, and I personally cannot wait to see what these young men can accomplish.
Well, and here in Jacksonville, you know, we've had great talent here, But we got some great coaches. I mean, there are coaches that they're not making a lot of money, and they are doing it around the clock. They're staying up late. I text with some of them, and it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're watching film. They're breaking down stuff. And so talk about some of the coaches. I mean, I know you've been around here, and not that you want to single out because you don't want to leave anybody out, but we are very fortunate in this area. I'll put some of our coaches here up against any of the coaches here in the country. So we got to give kudos to them because they're not only the head coaches but the assistant coaches. They're really the ones molding these young men.
Alan, there's no doubt about it. I mean, start with Verwin Dormany at Trinity Christian, 29 years on the job at Trinity. You think of all the young men that Verwin Dormany has sent off to play college football. I'll start right there. A man like Duran Wiley at Reigns, going back to his alma mater and bringing them back-to-back 4A state championships in 2017 and 2018. How about Bobby Ramsey at Mandarin, a state champion last year, not only coach Carson Beck, also coach Derek Henry at Yulee High School a couple years ago, and obviously Derek went on to win a Heisman Trophy and is now doing great things in the NFL. And you can go on and on. Brian Braddock at St. Augustine is doing a terrific job. Daryl Sutherland at Bartram, 20 years on the job there. Bartram Trail football is Daryl Sutherland. He's coached every single game for that high school. And I know I'm leaving a lot of guys out. I could just rattle on here, but the bottom line is, to your point, there are terrific, not good, but terrific high school coaches. And a big part of high school football, as you know, not only what goes on Friday night, but you're almost like a second father figure in these young men's lives. And a lot of the guys that I talk to, the coaches in the area, welcome that opportunity, and they love doing what they're doing. And, Alan, you have to love to do what you do. And that's a lot of hours they invest in these young men.
And the thing I love about the names you just mentioned and others is they're never in trouble. You know, you never see, I mean, you see, obviously, the colleges and everybody that follows college athletics, there's craziness going on. But in high school ranks here in Jacksonville, you just never see guys. They're just doing what they're supposed to do, and they're good characterized, and they're passing that on to their players. And so, you know, the goal is only, what, 5% of these guys that put on pads are going to go to the next level. So they're really concerned about the other 95% that are just going to be great citizens of Jacksonville.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, you talk about the 5% of guys that are going to put on pads to the next level. That got me thinking a little bit. Look at Lake City Columbia head coach Brian Allen. Played at Florida State University for the great Bobby Bowden. He comes back to where it all started for him. And Lake City Columbia is one of the best teams in the state right now. Mark Brunell, I mean, good grief, 19 years in the NFL. He's now in year number 7 as the head coach at Episcopal. And they're off to a great start and have had a great year to this point. And then O.J. Small, a Florida Gator, played at the University of Florida, started in high school here in Jacksonville. He has come back to Jacksonville and is taking Lee High School to heights that program hasn't seen maybe since the days of Corky Rogers. So not only do you have great coaches, but you have coaches that have accomplished so much as players on the gridiron that are giving back to the game that has given so much to them.
So you followed high school sports now for a long time. You talk a lot about high school sports, not only on your show, and we'll give you a plug. Make sure you listen to Josie and Hacker and the boys at 1010 XL or 92.5 FM from noon to 3. They do a great job. I'm riding around. I'll take pictures and send it to you like I did the other day. It just so happened that I was right by there. But they have one of the best shows out there that I'd put their show up against anybody, and I'm not just saying that. They're good friends, but they're really good at what they do. But then talk about the high school show that you do every Friday night. There's a lot of people that listen to that. There's a lot of my friends that are already home that turn on the radio dial or have it on their app. So download the 1010 XL app. You've got to have a lot of fun doing that show.
Well, first off, Alan, thank you for the very kind words, man. That means a lot coming from you and everything you've accomplished here in the city. The Friday night show is fantastic. You know, 1010XL came on the air in April of 2007, and you mentioned our general manager, Steve Griffin. One of the big things for him is covering high school football, and one of the first things he put together was the Friday Night Lights postgame. August of 2007, we went on the air with that show 4 months after the station launched. I've been fortunate enough to be part of every single one of them, dating back. We're in year 13 now, a baker's dozen of the Friday Night Lights postgame, and I've had a lot of great opportunities, been a lot part of a lot of great shows. You mentioned the XL Primetime show I do now, noon to 3, and I love it. I love it. But Friday Night Lights, for me, is always going to have a special spot because that was kind of my on-air debut, if you will, on 1010XL. That's the show that gave me my opportunity 13 years ago, and we're still going strong. Denny Thompson's my co-host, and he is so accomplished in this city, doing everything he's doing with the quarterback training, and he has a daily show on 1010XL as well. But we're to the point now, Alan, where we don't even have to call the coaches anymore. They call us, and even the coaches that lose call us because they want to still give recognition to their players who played so hard. It is, in my opinion, a great listen, and if you're a high school football fan, give us a shot. We're on 9:30 to midnight every Friday during the high school football season.
Yeah, I will say it's one of my favorite. I love coming home from a game. My daughter cheers, so I'm going to a game, but watching the cheerleaders. But we drive home, and every time it's on 92.5, listening to what's going on. And you can only get so much from Twitter, but you turn on the radio dial, and folks, I'm telling you, if you follow high school football and you just want to be entertained in a way that you pick up a lot of knowledge and wisdom about this high school sport in Jacksonville, make sure you tune into these guys at 92.5 FM or 1010XL. Hacker and Denny do an amazing job of that. All right, I'm going to switch gears with you for a second. So I think those of us homers here in Jacksonville, we know there's great high school sports here. There's not only great football. We started the Fortegra at Airstream Ventures. We started the Fortegra Invitational, Basketball Invitational, and we'll be hosting that December 12th through the 14th again at Episcopal. Some of the top players in our city that are top 100 players in ESPN will be playing in that tournament. What's some of the things that are maybe misunderstood about the level of talent that maybe nationally we don't get the respect that we should get?
Well, I think not only in football, as you mentioned, but basketball and baseball. I remember at Wolfson High School, I had gym class with Eric Hurley and Billy Butler, two guys that would ultimately be drafted in round number one of the Major League Baseball draft. Now, Eric had some injury issues, but Billy went on to have a great career in both Kansas City and we finished up in Oakland as well. So there are a lot of good players, a lot of good athletes in really all the various sports. I mean, look at, you know, here locally, you know, the tennis that we have here. I know lacrosse is really big here now. Soccer, cross country, where I went, Wolfson, they had a dynamic cross country team in the early to mid 2000s. So all the focus is on football, and with good reason. That's the, you know, the number one sport out there. But I do encourage people to check out the basketball. And by the way, that basketball tournament you guys put on at Airstream Ventures is absolutely spectacular. But again, the baseball, you know, we have teams competing for state championships. Women's basketball, girls basketball, Bishop Kenny played for a state title this past year. So I would encourage people to check out stuff other than football because you'll find a lot of great talent. You also find a lot of great stories.
Yeah, and swimming is a sport that you know, we talk about swimming about once every 4 years, you know, when it's cool in the Summer Olympics. But we've had so many gold medalists come out of here. But I just don't think nationally we get the respect for so many different types of players. Obviously, in baseball, people talk about Chipper Jones and Billy Butler. We've had Desi Relafer. There's the list goes on and on and on. Basketball, you've had the likes of Otis Smith and D. Brown. And we've had, you know, it's pretty cool that Jacksonville has a slam dunk champion, you know, even though maybe it was bigger back then than it is now. But we've got gold medalists. We've got people that have done stuff in other sports in the Olympics. I just think sometimes maybe the national media doesn't pick up on maybe the success, which goes back to a lot of the great coaches, a lot of the great people that invest in high school sports here in Jacksonville. And can't talk about high school sports without giving a shout out to Tammy Talley as well, because she does a great job. All the athletic directors in this city, whether you're at a public school or private school, as a former athletic director, they're a lot of the unsung heroes because they're locking up the doors, they're opening up the doors. We just got great people that are working in high school sports here in the city.
You do. Tammy Talley does a great job. Her office does a terrific job. You mentioned the great players of the past. I'll also say Jacksonville will take credit for Udonis Haslam. It was 1 year at Wolfson, but we'll take credit for Udonis Haslam. No question about that. And then swinging it back to football, I mean, Alan, how many towns and cities can say they have not won but two Heisman winners? Tim Tebow won the Heisman. Derrick Henry won the Heisman. I mean, how many places in the United States of America can say they have two great players that went on to win the Heisman Trophy? That, again, speaks to the caliber of athlete, the caliber of players we have here in Northeast Florida.
So as we're wrapping up here on the High School 912 podcast, this is Alan Verlander with Airstream Ventures, visiting with Ryan the Hacker Green. You hear him on 1010XL, their show XL Primetime from noon to 3, every day on 92.5 FM or 1010XL. As we go into the high school football playoffs, I think everybody's going to be looking at the perennial powers and the teams that are continually there. But as surprises come, who do you think are some of the surprises, maybe in the players first, that, wow, they came out of nowhere and now they're maybe being looked at? And or second, you know, the teams that maybe weren't expected to have a good year that you think might have had a great year?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, we talk about Jeff Sims and Carson Beck, but in that district, in that 8A district, you look at Oakleaf and Walt Simmons, great quarterback at Oakleaf High School. That guy's going to play big time Division I college football. You look at Chad Dotson at Bartram Trail, their quarterback, same thing. So I know we focus a lot on Jeff and Carson, but the quarterbacks in their own district at Oakleaf, at Bartram, are going to have a big, big impact moving forward. And my curiosity is going to be piqued. Who could potentially be this year's Mandarin? Alan, what people don't remember, Mandarin was a 6-4 football team going into the playoffs last year. They lost their last game of the regular season to Fletcher. We're going in with 6 wins and 4 losses. Then they rattled off 5 wins in a row, basically taking out the entire city of Orlando in the playoffs, took out Winter Park, took out Wakiva, took out DeLand. It was funny, Bobby Ramsey told me last year they wanted to be like Walt Disney. They wanted to own Orlando, and they basically did that in the state playoffs. But the point is, just because a team is 7-3 or 6-4, they're not the sexy 10-0 or 9-1, doesn't mean a hill of beans. When you look back to Mandarin last year, all you have to do is get hot. Will we have another Duval County Public School get hot like Mandarin did 1 year ago?
Yeah, I think the college world has kind of skewed our mind to say if you have one loss or two losses maybe not get you in. In high school, it's totally different. You may get in like Mandarin did at 6-4, and then it's everybody 0-0 from there. And then you can rattle off 5 in a row. So want to thank you for joining us today, Hacker. It's just a privilege to listen to you guys. You really know your stuff. On behalf of the high school community, somebody who preaches high school sports here, thanks for your time and visiting with us.
Alan, anytime. Like I said, you and Joe Lamb, you're my guys. Airstream Ventures does a great, great job. And anytime you ever need anything from us, you just let me know. And take care. Appreciate being on today.
That's Ryan the Hacker Green joining us here on the High School 912 podcast. We want to thank our partners at High School 912. Again, you can go on our website at jackshighschool912.com and learn all about Jacksonville High School sports, academics, and life. That's another podcast we're going to wrap up today. I want to thank you for listening. And as always, make sure you listen to high school sports and pay attention to what's going on with our high schoolers. They are our future.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast produced by Airstream Ventures. Today's High School 912 podcast episode was made possible by our sponsors, Baker's Sporting Goods, Bono's Barbecue, Brassfield & Gorey, Duval Motor Company, the CSI Companies, Fortegra, Landsouth Construction, Adecco, the Arco Group, Farm Bureau Insurance, PGA Tour Superstore, U.S. Assure, and Paddock & Paddock.